I feel like shit today.
Do you? I felt like shit in the beginning of the week. I actually feel okay today. Hello and welcome to another episode of Chai with Jai and I meaning me, hi, Kath. Welcome to episode 2 of our isolation series special. Today we are talking about the law of attraction. There's a lot of waffling and going back and forth. If any of you guys were on my Instagram page watching this debate and discussion continue, that did happen after we recorded the episode, so there's been a lot more revelations from all your feedback. So yeah, this is quite a random, interesting episode. Everything we say is obviously just opinion based. There's, you know, obviously no science behind this stuff as well. And also, we are never out to offend anyone. We are just sharing from our own life experiences and who we are as individuals. Everything we say is with good intent. It's just a discussion. It's just thoughts and a lot of back and forth. So yeah, just a disclaimer there that everything we share here is just like our candid opinion and always meant with good intent. Of course, we want feedback and, you know, you guys to ever pull us up if you feel as though, you know, you have an opposing opinion or something we've said might be, you know, misstewed or whatever. Of course, open to that as long as it's said with love and kindness, because like I said, our intent on here is always positive or with good. So without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Welcome back to another week in isolation.
What's up?
How were our weeks in isolation? What did you do? What did you get up to? What's been hip and happening at home?
Me?
Yeah.
What have I done this week? Honestly, what have I done this week?
Nothing. This week has gone so fucking fast. I feel like
it's really fast. Yeah. No, I don't even know. I honestly couldn't tell you. This week has just gone so fast. I have nothing to say.
I agree. What did I do this week? Okay.
I'm like full trying to think what I've done.
I made cookies.
Not yours. Did you?
Yeah, I made white chocolate macadamia cookies because I've never been able to find like a good, like healthy or like dairy free white chocolate. And loving them came out.
Oh, the one on earth. Yes.
So fucking good. So I made white chocolate macadamia cookies. I'll make you some more. I'll bring them over through the fence.
Please. They're actually my favorite type of Byron Bay Cookie Company. They do a white chocolate and macadamia cookie. And it is the best cookie I have ever had. They are so good.
Yeah, please bring some over. So I did that. What else? Like literally nothing. Like I worked, but like boring. No one cares about that. All right. Well then moving on. Great catch up. Good week. Amazing. We're so interesting. I don't know why we have a fucking podcast. We literally have nothing to talk about. Okay. New show. Oh, why did I get so enthusiastic about that? New show or movie or whatever that you watched this week.
Okay. So it's so weird. I'm like rediscovering all these movies that I thought that I had seen. So I never ever watched them. I was like,
classics. You're like, yeah, I've seen that. But then you're like, wait, I haven't.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Mom and I were talking about Baz Luhrmann, about how like her kids, because she's like a teacher, her kids like were learning about it. And I was like, oh yeah, like we did Romeo and Juliet, yada yada. And then we got onto the topic of The Great Gatsby, and I was like, oh yeah, love that movie. And then she was like talking about it, and I was like, wait, what? I haven't seen that. So then we watched that, and I was like, I fully have not seen this.
I love
and
that
it's
movie.
So good.
I love it's that really, movie. Really good. Yeah, you know, they filmed a portion of it in Point Piper.
Yeah.
I mean, makes
the
sense.
Houses, makes sense. Yeah.
If anyone's being said Point Piper, that makes sense.
Like, oh, my house.
Yeah. Of course I know that.
Yeah. So I watched that. And last night I watched Meet Joe Black with Brad Pitt.
I haven't watched that.
Oh,
my God.
I need, like, there's so many classic movies. It's really embarrassing that I haven't seen. It's so, like, embarrassing.
Anthony Hopkins is, like, my favorite actor, right?
Mm.
But I really like, he's like Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal Lecter. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to switch it up. We got a new TV and it's fucking surround sound and it's huge. And I was like, I'm not in the mood for serial killer tonight. So I was like, how about we watch such? Well, I was like, it's a bit intense in a big TV. Like, it's pretty wild. So we put on this Joe Black one and it's really good. He's like a different character in it. It's different. And Brad Pitt plays this, just a different role to
any. What's the movie about?
It sounds a bit gloomy, but it's not at all. It's really beautiful. It's about pretty much the Grim Reaper. No, this sounds really bad, but when you say
what the fuck?
No. So pretty much the Grim Reaper has to take over someone's body. And Anthony Hopkins, he comes to take Anthony Hopkins' life away. But in the process, he falls in love with Anthony's daughter. And it's like, it's really beautiful. Like, it's not, it sounds a bit dark, but it's really not at all. And the Grim Reaper is in the body of Brad Pitt. So, like, how is that dark at all? He is so hot in it. I can't even tell you. He has these, like, 90s surfer, like, hair, like the blonde. Oh my God.
As an old dog still does it for me. I'm like, oh, you're still hot.
See, I've never been like he's like, I get it, he's like really attractive, but I've never swooned over him. I've never been like, oh. But last night I was watching and I was like, he's got the perfect nose, he's got perfect ears, that mouth. And Mum was like, you are fucking cooked. Like, but it's really good. The only thing is the romantic side of it sort of drags on a little bit, and I did skip through that because it was too mushy for me. But it's good. I'd recommend it.
I love slow romance in movies. It's my favorite thing.
Unless it's like The Notebook, like where it still like keeps you on your toes. But this is just like, oh, come on. But it's good. It's really good.
I'm gonna watch that. I did watch your recommendation last week, and it fucking sucked.
One.
Your stupid whatever it's called, The Blacklist, is it? What is it?
Okay.
It was so bad. It was like a copy of Silence of the Lambs, the beginning. Like, I was like, is this, are you trying to be Silence of the Lambs? The acting was
which is one of my faves.
Yeah, but like you can't replicate that. Like, that is it, Silence of the Lambs. You can't make it into like some weird like commercialized American thing, and the acting was awful.
No, but the thing is, it's a different plot every episode.
I know, I tried. I gave it 2 episodes. I was so bored.
Well, fuck your Wentworth. I'm not watching it.
You didn't even watch it. I tried your shitty show. I gave it 2 episodes when I knew in the first 10 minutes I hated it.
Oh, bless.
Oh my God, you didn't even watch it.
I've been busy.
Oh, you have. All right. What is an activity you did this in isolation? What is an activity you did this week that you can recommend to the listeners?
Oh, ceramics.
I got given clay, like a whole ceramic set, clay tools and everything, and I still haven't opened it.
Oh my God, come over.
I know, it's really bad. I need to do it. I keep saying I'm going to do it.
Over tomorrow. Wait, bring it over. I bought more clay today, except I have
it's just went so like, wow. You look like I just told you I was going to give you drugs.
Well, clay, a dream.
I had a dream last night that I don't even do drugs. I had a dream last night that I bought drugs, and then I got sent this thing that like I owed like $60,000 for them, and I was like, freak, yeah, weird. That was my dream last night. Anyways.
Really?
I wasn't dealing. No, I wasn't dealing. I was buying them, but I was buying them for someone else. Like, I bought like too much, but I wasn't even using it. But like, I bought it. I don't know.
$60,000 worth of drugs. Like, what were you doing? Like,
no, but it was like a shock to me when I got the email being like, you owe this much. I remember like in the dream, I was like, what the fuck? This is wrong. But then they're like stitching me up because I was like, I only bought 4 things. That doesn't make sense.
You got a drug email, honey. You've obviously never done drugs before.
Yeah, no, it was in my dream, right?
Email.
I know, it was a dream. It didn't make sense. It made no sense. I thought they were going to come kill me or something. I don't know. It was weird.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Anyways, yeah, so I will come over. I actually can come over tomorrow. By the way, guys, when we say that, we are social distancing. Don't worry before you come at us. Otherwise, Jai has a backyard and we sit, like, 3 meters apart. Jai's mom comes and, like, checks on us from the balcony being like, don't go near each other.
Like, oh, that's too close.
Legit, we were talking about cutting your hair. Your mum was like, Jai, don't be a fucking idiot. Yeah, what I do this week, I actually baked for the first time this whole time in isolation, which doesn't make sense. I have a cooking blog. I love to bake and I haven't baked this whole time. I made cookies this week and I recommend baking. So y'all should do that.
Are you still doing Foodie Fridays?
Yeah, I just do it spontaneously now.
Okay.
So I do it like every second week.
Foodie every so often Fridays.
Yeah, foodie when you feel like it Fridays. But still, like, I think as well because I have now have such a backlog of recipes on the blog. It was like I can afford to do that because there's so much on there. If you want a foodie Friday, every Friday, there's a recipe for every Friday. Yeah. Anyway, should we get into today's episode?
I don't know. Do you feel like doing it now?
You feel like talking about some things? That was a really bad accent.
Yeah, I don't.
You're good. Yeah. Yours was good. You go again. Go again.
Now I'm nervous.
I'm amazed. Anyways, all right. Today we are talking about the law of attraction. We asked you guys what you wanted to hear talk about, and a lot of you guys were saying law of attraction and like manifesting and like dreams and shit like that. So we posed some extra questions to you all in regards to law of attraction, and now we're going to talk about them. Firstly, Jai, let's define what the law of attraction is because it was so funny. In all like the polls and like questions and that, I got a few, especially in the ones where I was like, any like extra thoughts, questions, queries. So many people just being like, what the fuck is law of attraction?
Well, yeah, but that's so understandable because on it, actually there are three. We'll get into it later, but there are three different categories that it falls under. I understand the confusion. I think initially you're like, oh, law of attraction, like, think what are you attracted to? No, that's not it.
So yeah, because the first time I did hear law of attraction, I thought it was about being attracted to people. Like,
Sexual. Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of people are just like, oh, but it's a lot deeper than that.
Shall we Google it?
Yeah, let's do
it. I did some research and...
My God, stop.
I'm going to stop this.
I did some research
and I found some things about it. There's a book. There's a full-on book about it. Who wrote it? Let's figure that out. I don't know who wrote it. But then you have like The Secret was a big one. I remember my mom reading that when I was like 8 and being like, what is that?
Yeah, that was huge. I still haven't read that, but that was huge.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't really want to read it, but I just feel like I want to read it just so I can like join the conversation. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. What is law of attraction? The law of attraction is one of life's biggest mysteries. Very few people are fully aware of how much of an impact the law of attraction has on their daily life. Whether we are doing it knowingly or unknowingly, every second of our existence, we are acting as human magnets, sending out our thoughts and emotions and attracting back more of what we have put out. Unfortunately, so many of us still blind to the potential that is locked deep within us. Consequently, it is all too easy to leave your thoughts and emotions unchecked. This sends out the wrong thoughts and attracts more unwanted emotions and events into your life. Having said this, discovering the law of attraction is at work within your life should be a great cause of celebration. Once the power of attraction has been understood by you, it is no longer a secret. Plus, you have learned how to effectively apply these to your everyday life. Your entire future is yours to create. The history of law of attraction, I'm just going to try and like do this quickly because it's a bit too long of an explanation. Before you begin, whatever. Okay, hundreds of years ago, the law of attraction was first thought to have been taught to man by the immortal Buddha. It is believed he wanted to be known that what you have become is what you have thought. This is this belief that is deeply intrinsic in the law of attraction. With the spread of this concept to Western culture also came the term karma. It is believed that it is popular throughout numerous societies. Over the centuries, it has a common understanding amongst many that what you give out to the world, be it anger or happiness, love or hate, is ultimately what will return back to you in your own life. Is law of attraction real? Is another thing on this that I was researching. As previously discussed, the law of attraction and its values has been sent out throughout history. Has been seen throughout history. And a great many men and women who have left their mark on this world have shown the law of attraction to be one of the greatest powers on this earth. With many well-loved poets, artists, scientists, and great thinkers such as Shakespeare, Blake, Emerson, Newton, and Beethoven, all conveying this message through their many works. There have been many modern advocates of the law of attraction. These include Oprah Winfrey, Jim Carrey, and Denzel Washington. In addition, now we're just fucking plugging people. Okay, so essentially the law of attraction is just like what you put out is what you get back. And it kind of bleeds into the whole...
If I had to put it in one word, yeah. I'd say manifestation is probably the closest...
Not necessarily, though, because the law of attraction is more in regards to, like, thought patterns and the way you think about the world and what you look for in the world and what you seek, which obviously then bleeds into manifesting. But I think the whole – I think the from what I'm reading and the research I've done, the law of attraction is more about thoughts and the way you think and the whole premise of, like, your thoughts control your actions, therefore your thoughts control, like, your world and the way you perceive the world.
Yeah. I mean, I put that under manifestation still, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we have that little synopsis, do you believe in the law of attraction, Jai?
100%. I think if 100%, because I think if you strive for something and, for example, you wake up and you're like, I'm going to conquer this today. Wait, let me start again.
Well, okay, wait, we'll get on to why in a second. Because, yeah. Okay, I think so. Yeah, I believe okay. as well. I think that I have different... I'll get into that later. But yes, essentially, yes, I believe in it. And from our polls, 88% of people said yes and only 12% said no. So...
Really?
Yeah, the majority of people do believe in it. Which yeah. leads me on to my next question for us, which is why? Why do you believe in it? Why do we believe in it, I should say?
I think, I don't know. I think it's like, it's hard to explain, but I think it is self-explanatory. Like what you put out into the world is what you will receive, whether it be, you know, how you want to be treated nicely. You treat people nicely to receive that back. Mm. You have a goal. You work towards that goal.
But what makes you believe in that? Like, why? Why? Because we can't actually, like, prove it necessarily. So what makes you just believe in the thought? Like, you just, when you hear it, it resonates with you and that's why you believe it.
Yeah, because whatever you put out into the world, you most likely will receive back. That's what I'm saying. So you can, law of attraction in itself, yes, I believe, but I also believe you as a person, you can create that for yourself. You know, like where whatever we want comes from our actions, you know, as a result of our actions. So I think I believe in it because it's possible, because if you're doing it yourself, whatever you want, it's achievable.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I kind of agree. I suppose, like, similarly, is that even a word? The reason why I believe in it is because I've seen it to be true in my own life.
Yeah.
I also correlate law of attraction with, I suppose, like, spirituality as well, in a weird way.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, the law of attraction is something that I believe because it's just like a gut feeling that I feel ever since I was younger when I had no means to necessarily believe it because my life didn't feel or look that rosy, but there was like this higher power that trusted that everything was happening for a reason and I was going to like get through it, if that makes sense, which I think is connected personally to law of attraction. So I guess the reason why I believe in it is because I've seen it to be true in my own life. And it's what keeps me going. And it's what motivates me actually to dream big and kick on, even when I feel rejected. And even when I feel like things aren't going right or don't feel nice, I feel like that the principles of law of attraction is what keeps me going and feeling like strong in order to like have the courage to keep pushing and keep trying.
Yeah. Because anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I believe in it too. Cause it is possible if you do it yourself.
Yeah. Well, on that, dream big, y'all. The listeners said, these were just some answers that I wrote down. So for people that did believe it, they wrote things like, thinking changes our state of awareness and thoughts control our actions and our actions create our life. So it only makes sense. Someone else said, because I use it and it works. Someone else said, subconsciously creates us to take action on the thing we want. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Believing in something is very powerful. And then people that said that it didn't work, their reason, their justification for that was, I've tried it and it doesn't work. The level of privilege laced in it turns me off. Something just for rich white people. Which then made me think a lot about that and leads me on to our second question is, do we believe, or now that thinking about it, do you believe the law of attraction, manifesting the secret, all that stuff is just laced in privilege?
No. Didn't you say it came from the Buddhas originally?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm...
being humble,
think it's been lost in Western culture. I feel like it's the principles of it and where it's come from is not at all, but I feel like, because like everything, when Western civilization gets their hands on this shit, they turn it, because we live in a capitalist society and it's used to make money, or the notion of good things or wanting good things is always correlated with money and success, when that's actually not where it originated from. But because Western culture is so like capitalistic, that's what it turns into. But it's actually not, if you look at the principles of it.
Yeah, but when I hear the term like laws of attraction, I don't instantly think like all white people just getting what they want. That does not come to my mind at all. I honestly think of, you know, humble people, or, you know, I don't know. Like, for example, a struggling single mum finds the light at the end of the tunnel because she didn't give up. She didn't, you know, like that's what I think of. I don't.
But that's still white privilege. Like, if we're talking as if like the mums that we know, like, yeah, like, you know, you and me.
I'm talking about like actually someone that I know who they don't have a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just find, she funnily enough is Buddhist, but like finds happiness and joy in everything. She gets everything that she mainly needs from being positive, believing that she'll be fine and get through it. Like, that is what I think of. I don't think of like money can buy you happiness, which is essentially what this person is saying. Mm. I don't disagree with this person at all, because, you know, there's definitely people who are like, oh, I get what I want because I think about it, but I also can definitely afford it. Like, yes, I get that. But the main thing I think of are, I essentially think of maybe people that are struggling a little bit more, that stay positive and manifest and, you know, make do, or are really happy with the essentials that they need rather than.
But what about for people in like third world countries that don't have like the essential needs? Would you tell them to just manifest it? Like, they're not like.
No. Because you wouldn't fucking tell anyone, oh, just manifest that shit. Like, you're just going to look like a loon.
Like, in Western culture, I find there's a lot of, like, the whole, like, when people are struggling, they're like, you know, just write it down and, like, you know, all that stuff that I'm sure we do as well. Like, I do that shit too because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But is it for everyone?
No.
Is it ignorant of us to think that it's for everyone?
Like, no, but again,
because we have our basic needs met because we live in like a privileged place. So is it just for us because we have our base level needs met because we live in a society that allows that and favors us? So then we can dream on top of that and include these principles? Or do you think it literally is for everyone?
I think it's for everyone. Like, I have been to so many third world countries. Like, mum and I, like I can't even, I pretty much only travel to third world countries and like enjoy them the most, because for example, India, like mum and I, like we went to India and you meet these people that have nothing. Like, it's just so far-fetched from your own lives, yet they are the happiest people, and you speak to them, they're just in such a positive mindset. Like, I'm not saying this is for everyone. Like, yeah. I'm purely talking about the minority of people that I've met. I'm really not saying this is for everyone in a third world country. That would be so ignorant of me. Like, I'm just saying, like, some of the people that I've met that have, like, you know, I've spoken to them and we've been like, how are you doing? She's like, you know, like, we get through. It's okay. I have everything I need. They make do and they strive to, you know, support the families. And they only do that by being in this mindset that, yes, we're going to be fine, pretty much just putting out into the world. But they're very religious as well.
Yeah, because I think I think when it comes to the privilege, I think there is definitely an aspect of that. But I don't think that actually, even though it's being attached to, you know, this whole wave of like, you know, we've spoken about it before when we spoke about like new spirituality, which is like law of attraction, yeah, manifest, universe, all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
I think the Western culture has adopted it and, you know, in some ways turned it into quite a privileged thing. But the way I view it, and clearly you do as well from your explanation, is like, I don't view it like that because that's not what it is to me. It's not about what I have or what I want from the material world. It's the way that I think about the world, and it helps me be a better person because I realize that we are all in this together. Like, the whole globe is in this universal portal thing together, which makes me get rid of the whole, I suppose, like the idea of capitalism, of like success and money. Yeah, that stuff is great, of course, mm-hmm. But when we're looking at, you know, this law of attraction thing, I don't think it is laced with privilege if you actually go back to its origins and use it for its intended purpose. And it gets us that whole thing of like, everything happens for a reason, and that's what helps you still stay on like a spiritual positive path even when life turns to shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's the actions as well, but it has to start in your head. You have to be in a positive space, or, you know, you can't be that type of person that just shuts it down, because then you're not going to get anywhere.
I suppose all it is just seeing what you have rather than what you lack, and that principle can be used in any circumstance, which is why you sometimes go to these like visit people, even like with, if you look at homeless communities and stuff like that, and there's certain people that they're choosing to see what they have in those moments, which gives them strength.
And it brings more positivity, unless, yeah,
I don't really know how to fully answer it. And like I said, like, I'm very aware that in my comments right now in this conversation that I could be just purely speaking from ignorance and a place.
It's our opinion. It's our,
that's what I mean. Like, I only have my life experience, but I'm also acknowledging in this discussion that of course I run the risk of being a huge ignorant white fuck, which is very possible. So I acknowledge that in the argument.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I was to view it. Well, let's go. This is what people said. So from the people that agreed with this statement that it's laced with privilege, these were a few comments. So some of them were that they struggled with the justification of traumatic events happening, especially to children. They feel like it's a concept invented by the privileged to justify their privilege. Rooted in capitalism, the actual teachings are good, but the principles of what we should want or what people use it for is rooted in dollar signs, which is kind of what we said. From those that didn't believe it was rooted in privilege, said similar to us, I think it's more about mindset than what we do or don't have in comparison to someone else. And then someone else said, the universe only understands our frequency. It doesn't recognize material needs, which I thought was quite profound.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't, to me, it doesn't involve money at all. And yeah. It goes into money, people saying, what, money can buy you happiness. No, it doesn't.
Nah. It's like when you go back to the...
It can momentarily give you like, oh, fun, you've got a new fucking iPad. I don't know. Mm. But like, that's momentary. And I don't know. I completely disagree with people that say it's strictly materialistic or just... I don't know.
I think it's different when we're talking about like basic needs, you know, because like we all know that there's like the hierarchy of needs and things like shelter, safety, food, water. They're all like we need them in order to be like functioning humans. But then it's like anything above that is sort of redundant. And I think that's where we go wrong in Western culture because we are so used to like having those needs met so quickly. When we didn't, if we go way back, that we straight away go to like existential crisis and grab onto material things in order to like numb the void of like having everything we need and not knowing what to do with our life.
Toilet paper, COVID-9. 19, COVID-19, what? But that's not to say as well, like we're not saying, oh, I think people are getting it confused with like karma or what's meant to be will be when they say, you know, people don't deserve to have their children.
Yeah. Cause really like that whole thing of like, if I get like, you know, if I don't know, got really sick, right?
Yeah. That's not it's a like problem.
But that's a religious thing. Like religions believe that. And that's why religion is so problematic because religious teachings are that like, if you get sick or something bad happens to you, therefore you have done something bad along the way. And I personally, that's why I hate religion because I believe that it's corrupt and it's judgmental and it's used for control. So yeah. I don't really believe in the whole idea of karma. I like the idea of karma in terms of like making sure you're always doing things with good intention, but I don't necessarily mean that that means if something bad happens to you, bad in quotation marks, because what is bad? That when something bad happens to you, that automatically means that you've done something bad. I don't think that's right necessarily, because also I look at things that, you know, are quote unquote happened to me that are bad. And now when like they're used in a timeline, they make sense because they've led me to things that are really good.
Yeah.
So it's like everything is just in flow and in flux. So just go with it. I don't think there's such thing as good or bad.
I'm a strong believer of everything happens for a reason.
Oh, so that am I. Is really-
my main if anything bad happens to me, yeah, it's really horrible, but my mom has also embedded that into me since, and my mom and dad, because I don't know, I just really think it's true. Everything happens for a reason. And again, I'm not saying, you know, children deserve to die or someone getting cancer is like, I'm not saying it like that.
Yeah,
I'm just to find the positivity in things. Yeah. From this really bad outcome, potentially something really good will happen. Yeah, and it's also not the end of the world.
Everything happens for a reason on a bigger level. So even if something that doesn't seem to make sense, like someone getting like chronically ill or like a disease,
yeah,
for a bigger thing, which is like everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? Sometimes that reason isn't even about you because we're all in this collective thing together.
Yeah, and I understand that that could sound very
selfish and privileged again, but
100%, I 100% get that. So, like, don't come at me.
Yeah,
but I'm just speaking from my perspective and how I deal with things, and I'm a really strong believer in that. But yeah, your mind is powerful.
Have you ever seen the law of attraction or manifesting or anything? Have you ever seen it to be like true in your life? Can you give a story?
All the time. I'm like a huge manifester.
Yeah, we've had
and this. I don't even know it. Like my mum says that after it's happened, she'll be like, you told me that 3 years ago. Do you not remember? And I was like, no. She's like, well, this is crazy. Like she always picks up on it. She's like, this happens to you every time.
Yeah.
But I'm a big dreamer, and like literally in my dreams, I will dream about something and it will happen. And then I'll have that moment and I'm like,
whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 100%. Like, and sometimes, you know, I'll try and like force myself to like manifest or like force it to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and I'm like, oh well, yeah, that's that. But
surrender, yeah, I think, is the biggest thing in all this, like putting out what you want and then surrendering to it and going, okay, I said what I want, I gave the universe a signal, now I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
There's control. But
you wish for something, but then you do the complete opposite that would completely just cancel out whatever you were hoping for. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you have to live your life in the way, but, you know, live your life leaning towards whatever you do want, whether it be, oh, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, but everyone has different manifestations and things that they want.
It is freaky when it happens, though. You have like a weird moment where you're like, oh shit, it happened.
It's, yeah, it happens with me for specific things, and it's really wild, but it happens every time.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Give me like, give me a dumb one.
I don't really jinx myself, though.
But hasn't already happened? Can you talk about something that's already happened?
Yeah, but I want it to keep happening.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm a big like that. I don't want to get rid of the
very superstitious.
Yeah, no, I'm like that. I don't like to talk about what I want. But people have different arguments on that. I had a friend that was like, no, you have to say what you want and keep putting it out there and be really like overly confident with it. But I don't work like that. I kind of keep it a secret.
I'm the complete opposite. If there's something that I want, I've never even told anyone my lucky numbers. That's okay, how
I'm
like
not that bad. I'll talk about that stuff.
Nah, like I've never told anyone them because I purely believe like my lucky numbers bring me so much luck and I really take them as a sign. So I really believe that if I told anyone, it would completely ruin that magic. Does that sound crazy?
It's a bit OCD, but it's fine. It's fine.
But I also have OCD. So there you go.
There you go. Oh, that's the tea. Well, this is what people said to that. I asked people if they had ever seen it to be true. And a few people said that they journal. So there's one girl. And I do this too. This is how I would say it's to be how it is true for me. She was like, I journal, therefore I'm able to physically look back at what I have actualized. It's amazing. Someone else said, it has allowed me to switch my thinking to look at the positives before the negatives, which has trickled down to change my whole life. And being in a new around new nourishing people and opportunities I would have maybe missed if not. Someone else said, really wanted this specific formal dress, made it my lock screen, and then randomly found the exact one on a rent website. So there's your superficial answer. But I mean, superficial stuff happens as well. It's fine.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad. All right.
You go, girl. You wear that dress.
You wear that dress with fucking pride.
You manifested that shit.
You manifested that formal dress. Yeah. Okay, before we go, we got five slow and thought out rapid fire questions, because I always say rapid fire, but they're not rapid fire questions, but I just don't know what else to call them. So if you think of a better name, anyone out there, let us know. All right. Do you think this could be a religion? I think it sort of is in a weird
way. But stem religion, so yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like that whole new age spirituality stuff where it's like everyone just does their own thing and like believes in themselves and believes in the power of the universe. And like, I think that's kind of a religion in itself. Like, it's a bit more freeing than like structured, corrupt religion, but it still is. Especially when you look at like those big, weird, like gurus, like in America that like get on stage and like, like Joe Dispenza or like Tony Robinson, like that's culty. It's so culty. It's like, it makes me think of like proper religion. I'm like,
Brand.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's all these little like own religions happening in this like bigger umbrella. So I think it already is turning into a religion in like a weird
way. It could also just be like a little quirky thing that you believe in, you know?
Yeah, true. Like
whatever you want to make it. But yeah, I think what it stems from, where it originated.
Is like, religion. So.
Yeah. Straight answer, yeah.
Buddhist. How do we think it works? Because there's no science behind it, really.
Is there
science behind it? Let me just Google that. You keep talking.
I honestly think that's so hard to determine, though. But that as well goes into religious beliefs. Is there science behind religious beliefs?
Nope.
How do I think it works? I think you put positivity out into the world, no matter what it is you want or need. And I think it just works in a way of manifestation. I honestly just believe it's manifestation.
Yeah. Well, Google tells us that the science behind it is obviously looking at brain chemicals and thought patterns and the way you view something and how they can change your brain chemistry. So it does have some scientific backing behind it, which makes sense because, you know, we're talking about the brain essentially.
Yeah.
How I think it works is the fact that, like, I believe everything is energy and energy can't be destroyed, so it gets transformed. So it only makes sense that, like, what you put out there is what you attract back, because there's some things in life we can't explain, like when you're drawn to someone and you don't know why, or when, like, telepathy stuff happens where you think of someone and you see them, or you think of a certain number and you just, like, over and over again see it. Like, I don't know, I feel like all that stuff isn't a coincidence, and I think life is so magical that it's hard not to believe in magic and something beyond the human body. I actually even talked about this quickly with my brother the other day, because we were talking about how, you know, if you go back to, like, how humans were formed and created, we used our physical body more than our brains. But now we're taught that our brains are, like, it, and we stop that. And that is such a limiting belief, because we have this whole body that we think is just controlled by what we think, when it's not really, when you unpack it. So yeah, I believe that's how it works. I believe everything is energy, and it only makes sense that everything's energy. If you even think about the way the human body was formed and created and works, it's like, that shit's wild. So it only makes sense for me to believe in something beyond and believe in the universe working with us, because there's so much evidence to prove it. I can't not believe it.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Third question. Do you think it's just a cop-out to actually putting in hard work? Depending on who you are. Like, I know there's people in my life that are all talk and no. Like, you still got to do shit. Like, you can't just be like, I want this, and sit and watch Netflix all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You still have to action it.
Yeah, you have to actualize. It's like the second step of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like for some people, yeah, they can do that. But I feel like as a whole, no. Because, I mean, those people won't, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to move through the world in such a way if they're not doing anything about it and then complaining that it didn't work. So, yeah, that's my answer to that. Fourth, how do we manage expectations in this process and deal when they are not met? Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's literally all I have to say. I don't have it. Yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah,
you can't be yourself. You can't be yourself. Up about it if you know you have been rooting for something and it doesn't happen. Like, that's life, unless you are really working hard for it and you put in your 100% and you, that's fine, you can be disappointed. But if you haven't actually put in the work for anything that you want and you are disappointed, I'm sorry, but get real. Like,
I don't think it's as like that
But like we were saying before, do you think it's a cop out for, you know, instead of working for it? Like, I think it goes hand in hand. You can't be completely disappointed if you're, you know, wanting something or trying to achieve a goal but you've done completely nothing for it.
Yeah, I think that's a part of it, but I don't think, like, when I hear that question, I don't think of that. I think I hear that question is when you do feel like you've, you know, really thought something out and tried for it and worked hard for it and it just isn't being met. And I go back to, because that's happens to me all the time. And let yourself feel disappointed, because it's freaking disappointing, heartbreaking. But then also through me going, everything happens for a reason, there's a bigger picture that I can't see and I'm being guided towards that, that gives me the strength to pick my shit up and keep going. So I just believe, like, everything happens for a reason, and I always go back to that, and it really helps me just, like, kick on.
Yeah, I think you have a complete right to if it's something that you really strive towards.
Yeah, and want. Last question is, do you think it is problematic when it comes to self-worth? If we believe we attract everything and the power is in our hands, how does this stand when someone treats you poorly or you don't receive what you wanted? I think it's back to the karma argument. I think it's bullshit. I think everything happens for a reason. I think that sometimes things can look bad, but they're actually guiding you towards something better. And I also believe there's so many lessons to be learned in life, which is going to give you the knowledge in order to be a better person and attract what you want and attract the things that you want. And without someone facing you with a challenging experience, you're not going to learn those lessons. So it's actually the universe having your back more than you think, because it's teaching you something. And you, like, we need to learn lessons in order to build on ourselves to be better humans.
And maybe you're hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah,
that's the universe telling you to move the fuck on.
Telling you to move the fuck on and don't hang out with those assholes.
Like, if you're not receiving kindness like you're giving back, then I'm sorry. Mm. Like,
and that helps you step into your self-worth when someone treats you like crap.
Exactly.
It gives you strength because you go, wait a second, that's not nice. I don't like that. Fuck off. Don't say it like that.
Exactly. So that's the law of attraction telling you in a really horrible way that you need to attract other people to attract what you're putting out into the world.
Woo! And on that note, that is our discussion. Done. Let us know if you have any extra thoughts on this. Of course, maybe we should make notes, because I make notes for all our episodes, like BTS notes. Should we put them somewhere? Does anyone want our notes? You can have them if you want.
I don't have any, so.
I have them. Also, on that note too, if you guys, do you reckon we should do a Facebook community group to continue these discussions, or just like CBF?
Nah.
If you guys want one, I'll do it, because Jai won't. But if you want one, let us know. If enough people ask, we'll do it. If not, I'm not doing that. Cool. Also, on the note of things that you have been watching, or TV shows, movies, as well as like activities you've been doing, if you want to recommend some that we're going to chuck into our episode, simply email me. I'll put my email in the bio, and you can either send it in or voice record it, and we'll add it into the next episode, because obviously we want to hear what you guys are watching and being inspired by and doing in isolation. So please let us know. Yeah. Also, challenge of the week.
Yes.
Last week was poetry. Did you write your poetry, Jai? You didn't.
No. I had a very busy week.
Sure you did.
I honestly completely forgot. My memory's so bad, dude. You know this. It's like, it's really bad.
It is.
But let's do something we can all do and we can share.
Let's all learn how to count to 10 in a different language.
What? Cookies is so much funner.
Okay, fine. Do you want to do cookies? Everyone's going to make cookies?
Yeah, let's all do cookies and we can share them with each other.
Okay. Everyone make cookies.
Make cookies and Coke will recap them.
Make COVID cookies.
And Kath will repost them.
Okay, yeah.
And then we can
make cookies, I'll repost them. That's the challenge of the week.
Boom.
Boom. Cool. Awesome. Also, any topics or things you want to hear discuss, or people you might want to hear being interviewed, always let us know, because we got a lot of time on our hands. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.